This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 28th of March, 1963. The title of this lecture is The GPM. This tape is 63 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
All right, today. This is the 28th of March, AD 13. Now, I don't have any messages here saying any of you people gone clear or anything like that here today. I guess you must be all slowing down, huh? Well, it's getting toward the end of the week. Spring's here. That's it. Spring. You're suffering from spring fever. We have a new arrangement here today. I've got a board here I can draw you some pictures on. And it's about time. Because if you can't get it verbally, you can always get it through pictures, huh? All right. Now, let's see. I want to talk to you today about the GPM. The GPM. The composition of the GPM. The GPMs. And the composition of any single GPM actually, marvelously enough, can be found in Dianetics Modern Science of Mental Health in the description of how an engram is formed. And we're right back to basics. Every time we've had anything that was true and anything that was very useful and usable to us, it is traced back, oddly enough, to the dynamic principle of existence, is to survive. That is the primary takeoff point, to survive. And, of course, the oddity of that problem is, how can a thetan be so fixated on the effort to survive when actually he can't do anything else? And that is his basic problem. His basic problem is he can't do anything else. And therefore he works at it. Truthfully, some thetan worries about will he get through? Or will he make it? He worries about that in processing. Well, I've been wrapped around a few telegraph poles myself. In processing, pioneering the way, as you very often are, pioneers fall into ice crevasses and that sort of thing. I've had my share of ice crevasses. But the basic problem here is that you haven't got any other place to go. That's something for you to remember. That's something to keep in mind. Some PC says, I don't know whether I should be processed or not. Ha ha ha. That's silly. That's a silly thing. Whether I should be processed or not. Well, you see, he in actual fact hasn't got any choice in the matter. He's definitely in trouble. He may tell you he isn't, but he is. And he's trying very hard to survive. At one time, after I wrote the first book, I thought there was a dichotomy here, and I thought that it was succumb was the opposite to survive. And it isn't. There isn't any. The trap of this universe is you can't quit. Now, we've had a student who arrived over here, and he isn't a student, really, and he's been playing footsies with the idea that maybe he shouldn't go on course. He thinks maybe he ought to quit. Did you ever try to quit? Let me tell you something, you can't. It's not possible to quit. You'll always rise up again and try again because there isn't anything else you can do. Now, if you digest that basic datum, how can a man quit? You go back on the track, and what do you find? You find he's still trying to fight the battle of Antietam or something. He's still trying to fight this battle. He has not been able to quit. You go back 100,000 years, and he's still trying to play the game of knighthood was in flower. Only right now he's still trying to play this game. He wants to be a gentleman, or he wants to treat the ladies nicely, or something of that sort. What's this impulse stem from? He's still trying. Well, his game's been over for ages. In fact, the first game of this nature I know is about 100 trillion years ago. And there's another sort of knighthood and flower game earlier on the track than that even. And he hasn't ever quit. Oh, become degraded, become miserable, become bogged down. But he never quit. He can't. Even though he says, well, I quit. Well, that's it. Well, let's take a businessman. And the government officials are all over the shop and all day and all night, every day, and so forth, and the tax people and the licensing board and the food surveyors and this and that is, and he's always mixed up in some way or another. And he just can't get the help to go on, and after a while, why, he says, well, to hell with it, I'll quit. Ha ha ha! Let him try. Let him try. You know, you always can pick up such a person a few months later, and you can ask them whether or not they should have quit. Well, you see, they've had to work twice as hard because all the papers that had to be filed have now got to be refiled and so forth. And a bankruptcy or something like this is the most overworked activity you can possibly engage in. People come around and they say, well, how about this tin of sardines that you didn't sign a receipt for in 1952? He says, 1952, tin of sardines. Were we even in the sardine business back then? Well, yes. Well, you'll have to figure that out, and so forth. He can't quit. You take a box fighter. He's been in there shifting around in the ring, and he's gotten himself well up toward the championship and so on. And then one fine day, he loses a fight. So he says, I'll quit, only he hasn't got any finance with which to quit. And here he is fooling around trying to quit. And he has a few minor fights so he can have enough money to quit, you know. And he has a few other fights so he can have enough money to quit. Eventually, here he is a sparring partner, you see, for $5 to go 3 minutes or something like that. And he hasn't been able to quit there. And eventually, there he is walking around in the street with the birds going tweet, tweet, tweet on every side of him, still trying to quit the fight game. These fellows who quit the war are all very interesting to me. They quit the war. They stopped fighting the war. They stopped. And by God, they're still in the war. Every place a Thetan has ever been, he is still trying to be. Or trying not to be. But as far as an absolute succumb, this he cannot obtain. And his basic problem on the track is that he can't quit. I say that very advisedly. He is not permitted to quit. I remember one time pulling a gag on the Stellar Organization. There's an organization they used to have. You know, they used to have ships on the sea before they had missiles. You probably wouldn't remember that. It's a long time ago. And they had these ships, and they went around and shot at each other, that sort of thing. Interesting game. And I finally worked out how to be left alone. I decided I was tired. And day after day, I just laid down on the job. I was on a base, and I didn't care anything about it and so forth. And Well, I really got reamed out. I was supposed to be in there every morning and read that bulletin board and that sort of thing. I found out about as close as you can come to quitting. And I said, this commander, I mean, he had gold lace and all sorts of things. And he says to me, he says, you're supposed to be in here every morning. You're supposed to read that bulletin board. You're supposed to go out here and muscle my spore, you know, rocks and shoals, perils of the sea. And I looked at him and I said, oh, commander, it's been a long war. Oh, he says, you can't talk like that. You can't talk like that. Oh, come on now. Well, he can find an easy billet for you and so forth and be a good boy and so forth. And you can't just quit, you know. And God, after that, why, anything I wanted on the base, let me have, because they thought I was about to quit. So all life actually conspires to keep people in there pitching. Now, Satan exteriorizes out of some mangled body that has unfortunately gotten the road of some scientific achievement. And he gets out of the skull and he looks around and he said, I've quit. Well, he may have quit, but what are you and I doing as auditors finding this guy still exteriorizing and still trying to quit? I don't care what's 100 trillion years ago or otherwise, we find the engram of him doing that. Isn't that interesting? Now, engrams are there to provide methods of survival. Methods of survival. There's a long discussion of this in Dianetics, Modern Science, and Mental Health. He's long since found out that he can't quit, so he adapts methods of survival. And these methods of survival are quite interesting. He learns lessons which he instantaneously applies. The one thing he finds out is that life permits him no time to confront. If he were given unlimited time to confront, he could then work out any situation he is likely to encounter. You see that. You know that with a reality. If you just had time to confront everything in your environment, you would then be able to get yourself enough familiarity with it in order to handle it. Well, the one thing which this universe and life omits in the platter of goodies they give you, the one thing they omit is enough time to confront. That's the main thing. Enough time to confront. That's the whole crux of the situation. Lacking enough time to confront, you have to develop instantaneous reaction. Gradually, the individual becomes convinced that he no longer has time to confront. So therefore, he builds a house which will instantaneously react on given stimuli. Here's the way this works. Fish swims into an area which has a yellow sand floor and gets bitten. So he just solves the whole problem of being bitten, he hopes. Since he can't solve the problem, he didn't have an opportunity to confront it, and he just never seems to get around to having enough time to confront being bitten. That every time he gets over a yellow sand floor, he goes away. That is his solution to the problem. Yellow sand floors are dangerous, so you don't stay around them, you leave. So he has this engram, and he keeps this engram up so that if he doesn't leave over a yellow sand floor, if he doesn't leave, he experiences the pain of being bitten. So when he experiences this pain, he is reminded that he had better leave, so he gets out of there. Do you see that mechanism? That's an engramic mechanism. Then he develops a crazy jerry-rigged built house whereby, when he sees a certain stimuli, he then replies with a certain response. And you've got a stimulus-response mechanism which is built in the form of engrams. Father speaks loudly Drop food on floor. Yeah, well, it's a good answer. It sure shut the old man up. He stopped talking about that, didn't he, huh? So there's a whole little series of pictures here that go along with this, and they operate as a stimulus response base. It's all a survival mechanism. It may not look that way, but it is. Remember all the data of the service facsimile. The service facsimile was one the fellow used to get out of trouble. This is how he operated. Well, it was very useful, very useful. By observing a certain stimuli, he recognizes danger may be present. Lacking the time to adequately confront that danger, he is now placed in a situation by the engram of reacting in some way or feeling the pain of former accidents. In other words, he sees the stimuli and he gets the response. And he either executes the response or he forces himself instantaneously to execute the response by inflicting upon himself pain. Pain, unconsciousness, something like this. There's always, these things are infinite in the number of ways they can be worked out. This is all discussed in Dianetics, Modern Science, Mental Health. Well, now, what's this got to do with the GPMs? Or a GPM. Well, we're dealing with the engram and a very easily recognized and recognizable level. But the engram is hardly a lock onto an item in the GPM. Every single item in a GPM is to some degree active, and the RIs are compulsively active, and they all have the same purpose. When confronted by a certain situation, the thing to do in order to survive is the terminal RI. When confronted by the op-term RI, one then assumes the terminal RI. This is survival. One knows what to do. When confronted with too many loud voices, when confronted by a hostile audience, one becomes a cabaret singer. That's the dictates of the RIs. Well, what about this goal? Well, Thetan was going along minding his own business, and he finally found out he couldn't trust himself. That is always the common denominator of the formulation of any pattern, such as a GPM, an engram, or anything else. The lesson he learns is that he cannot trust himself. He did not have enough time to confront, so therefore he could not properly react. That's elementary. He found out that his efforts in some direction became nullified through an incompetence in himself. Well, now it's slightly more gruesome than this. That's his first determination before he enters these things. But before he enters that, there's a slightly earlier one. And that is, he gets the idea of possession and protection. This is compounded later by using things to create an effect with. But early on, he is simply trying to protect what he has. And he protects what he has, and eventually he has areas as a Thetan, you know, like King of the Wood, talked about in Fraser's Golden Bough, so on. He plays this game of King of the Wood, and he's protecting the wood, don't you see? And somebody comes along and decides to cut down the wood, and he protects the wood. He's playing a game there of havingness, and havingness is an integral portion of this. And then he finds out he can't trust himself to protect the woods. So he fixes up an automatic mechanism. When confronted with an axeman, he becomes a storm. Something like that. Op-term, axeman, terminal, storm. All right, that's the solution to the situation. And he'll put it into effect. He knows that he won't have enough time to confront the situation and analyze it. He's lost trust in himself as an analytical mechanism. He has made mistakes, is what he has done. So then he no longer can quite be himself. In other words, he could only continue to be himself as long as he had a reliance upon his own judgment and upon his ability to protect things which he considered his. Those are the mechanisms on which he is operating. And when he finds out that he cannot trust himself, he has made a mistake. He then, as a being, himself, a Thetan, tends to degrade and tends to become some other thing. And these then are repeated over and over with, that is to say, his disasters are repeated over and over with consecutive removals. Here you have the individual himself, right here. Now, here he is. And as himself, he is being perfectly happy here. He's so on, got a nice halo, and so on. He's just a happy Thetan. And he's not bothering anybody particularly. So on. Somebody comes along, and they say to him, "That halo looks silly." And Israel's worn by all the very best saints. And so when they say it's still silly. And he says, I'm perfect right. I have a perfect right to wear this halo. And he gets mixed up in a glare fight of some kind or another. And so on. And instead of being himself here, totally capable of having a halo or not halo, he becomes fixedly an identity, a Thetan with a halo, confronted by a critic. So, a critic, here appears a critic. When confronted by a critic, he becomes a Thetan with a halo. Now, he's had some wins this way, don't you see? He's had some wins this way. He finally manages to spread the word around that Thetans with halos are actually the chosen of the big Thetan. And that critics are actually daring the wrath of the big Thetan if they criticize Thetans with halos. He's had to then adapt a secondary thing over here, which is an imagined force or an imagined power. But he's now an identity. That's an item. He's no longer actually feels safe as just himself. So he's protecting the havingness of the halo, and he is, quote, a Thetan with a halo, unquote. Well, that'd be some kind of a way back track, sort of a glare fight area thing, and we wouldn't have any GPMs yet. But he finds out through many encounters of this character, he finds out that eventually that he had better have a purpose in life, and that is about the first identity that he assumes that he never really gets rid of. And the common denominator of all Thetans who have ceased to trust themselves is a Thetan with a purpose. It is easier to survive with a purpose, he thinks, and he's got this all worked out, but he's always a Thetan with a purpose. Therefore, he never becomes himself. He never becomes himself. He's always a Thetan with a purpose. What is this purpose? Well, it's any postulated action which he feels will get him out of the trouble he's been in. That is his purpose. And one of these purposes is characterized just that way. It's a postulated purpose which will get him out of the trouble which he has been in. Now, I covered that briefly. I said here he was, and one day he mocked up a halo and somebody criticized it and so forth. Well, eventually, eventually he will have a goal to be godly. He's now a Thetan, not only with a halo, but he'll have a purpose. Of course, this is way back. Later on, he gets this idea of having a purpose, and he better have a purpose or else. That's the thing, to have a purpose or else. So he says, about the time he adopts God here, he says, to be holy, or to be a holy person, or something of that sort. Well, to be holy, this is perfectly all right. There's nothing wrong with this. But in the process of to be holy, he starts out as a Thetan with a purpose. There he is. He's a Thetan with a purpose. All right, that's fine. Now, what's his next action? Is to assert the purpose. He's doing this all for survival, don't you see? He's already learned the lesson that he can't trust himself. He's already learned the lesson that he had better protect things. And he's already learned the lesson that the real way to survive is to have a purpose. So here he is, Thetan with a purpose. Now let's take our next progressive action here. And he isn't a Thetan who has a purpose. He's a Thetan who is a purpose. Now this we just have as the stated purpose. This will just be the purpose here, to be holy. But this, by the way, will be an all-dominating thing, and he'll call this the goal to be holy. Now this becomes the thing, you see. That's becoming more important than he is. And now let's take it one more stage here. And we've got our purpose. And then we also have him as somebody. Somebody with the goal to be holy, or somebody who wanted to be holy. Something like this. And we get the first three stages of evolution of a goal. First, it's just the goal. You see, it all by itself, it's just the stated postulate. And then the postulate gets a little more massy and becomes the goal too. And then gets a little more massy, somebody with the goal too, you see. And that succeeds in every case. There is no variation from this. Now, he goes further than that, and as he goes up the line here, he eventually finds himself in a very fine state of affairs. Let's take it the way you find it. Here's a purpose. And over here is some kind of a provocation. And here is the goal, stated as the goal purpose, you know. The goal to, that has some kind of an opposition. And then over here is somebody with the goal to, and more opposition. And then so on, and then so on, and then here he is, these terminal lines, don't you see? Well, there are a lot of these things. But when we look this over, we find out that he is down here. He's down here, and that's just the stated purpose. And then it becomes the goal to, and then somebody with a goal to. And now look, if this is holy, this will be a holy person. See? The purpose is now getting more and more massy, don't you see? It's interiorizing more and more. In other words, the more he conflicts with these things over here, these opposition terminals, which are the difficulties he finds in life, the more he conflicts with these things, why, the more massive he himself becomes. And then, of course, conflicts with something else. And then the more massive he becomes, and then he conflicts with something else. And the more massive he becomes, he conflicts with something else, don't you see? And then to assert that, he becomes more massive like this. And there he goes, you see? Rather fascinating the way this thing winds itself up along the line. In other words, he's asserting this same thing based on the fact that he can't trust himself, based on the fact that he wants to protect or defend something or to survive in general, and based also on the fact that he can't quit. Now, he gets up the line here and, well, a holy person, you see, and now he's liable to go into some postulate character like this. He's being holy. You see, he can't quite be a holy person, but he's being holy. Well, that's fine. That's fine. Now, what's our evolution up here at the top as we get into the top of this thing? Here he is, being holy. And what he's confronting, you see, is critics was the first one, you see. And then critical people was the next one. And when we get up here, why, we'd say sneering, overwhelming people. And then over here, see, this is being holy in sequence to the other one that we just had. This is being holy. And over here are critical church people. Oh, what's this? Well, his purpose is beginning to cross over here, don't you see? As he's getting a crossover purpose. So he's got critical church people, you see? Good. What's this? Golly, he's now fighting critical church people, so what you resist, you tend to become. And he gets up here, and he's got here a new identity, which is a crusader. Well, that's not quite a holy man, you know. That's somebody who fights. And over here, he's got religious bishops who excommunicate, or excommunicators or something of the sort. And now, as we go on up, he finally gets to these top terminals, and here you have him being a critical Thetan. That's a critical Thetan. See? And then over here, what do we find? We find holy people. You see the evolution of what he did there, see? And here we have a critical thing. Now, what do we got? What are we looking at? We're looking at the bottom to the top proposition. We're looking at a situation here where the individual is being called on to defend Mass. He postulates himself new identities in order to do this. He can't trust himself, so he has to postulate these new identities to keep it going. And, of course, he starts in fighting critics, and he gradually mingles his identity until the whole thing crosses over and changes over. Well, what do you know? This is still a survival situation. Just as the bottom of the thing was a survival situation. How'd you handle a critic? That was his problem, and he solved it by becoming a holy person. He winds up here fighting holy people. Now, there is the course of existence as far as he's concerned. To some degree, he becomes these too, don't you see? So he's less and less his goal, and more the enemy becomes his goal. Now, you ask in running off goals, you say, all right, here's op terms, what would be the goal of holy people, see? And you say, to be holy, bang, and you get the Thetan's goal. You ask, what would be the goal of a critical Thetan? He'd say to be critical, and it won't check out, because that's actually the goal of the op term throughout. Now, this is very interesting. These things contain, I haven't drawn the complete number of items which are actually to be found in one of these GPMs, whatever it is, 20, 30, 40. And it all takes them, how long it takes them to graduate, you see. And here he goes right up to the top. Now, when he gets here, he's got a new problem. He no longer considers this a survival activity. This he doesn't like. It's a violation of his own purposes. So he has to do something new. And this becomes extremely important to him. Here's the bottom of one of these Here's the same two that you just saw. Here's holy people right here, and here's a critical Thetan. This game is worn out. This game is worn out. The old game, you see, that's gone. That's gone. He's not got anything more to do with this. How do you get out of a spot like that? How do you get out of a spot of being a critical Thetan? Well, you do it by postulating. You go into a sort of a blank area and you say, I'm completely lost now. I haven't got a goal. It's all gone. Get into this blank area. You still got, however, over here, holy people. How do you handle these dogs? Not as a critical Thetan, that's all unsuccessful and he feels pretty degraded. No, he's got to postulate a new goal. New goal's got to be postulated here, which handles these holy people. How are you going to postulate this goal? Well, you just up and postulate it. But you see, postulating and insisting upon is quite interesting. You don't just sit up. You've probably got an idea of a Thetan sitting off in space, in the blackness of space, saying, oh, I think I will postulate a goal. Yes, to be a good boy. Yes, that's what I'll do. All right, now that's postulated. No, man, that isn't the way that goal's postulated. That goal's postulated something on this order, see? He says, it's gone. I just feel like the devil, you know. And everything's gone to pieces here. And these confounded holy people. God, what are you going to do about them? There's only one thing that would work, I'm sure. Only one thing that would work. Only one thing that would work. To be a devil. That would work. Yes. I think I'll try it out tentatively. Well, how are you today, Father? You probably don't recognize me. I'm a devil. Oh, holy people say, God, my voice. Oh, he says, that's terrific. He says, that'll handle him. So he says, to be a devil. All right, that'll handle it. To be a devil. To be a devil. To be a devil. To be a devil. I'm going to be a devil. A devil. I'm going to be a devil. Now you got that, though. You hear me now. Me, you know. Listen. I'm going to be a devil. A devil. A devil. To be a devil, I've got to concentrate on that, you see. To be a devil, that's the thing. Finally, that's pretty good, you know. That's pretty good. And it handles this. There it handled it. He finds he's now the enemy of good people. He's got a new enemy. He handled these holy people, but now all the good people in the community turn on him as a man, and they say, oh, he's a devil. And he recognizes these are good people, so he begins to detest good people. So he dramatizes this one. And, of course, he has to become the goal to be a devil. And he runs into self-righteous people. And then, of course, he has to be much more mass involved in the thing, and he's got to say, I am somebody who is somebody with the goal to be a devil. That's who I am. I'm somebody with a goal to be a devil. Who else I am, that's me. Somebody with a goal to be a devil. I mustn't forget that. And, of course, run square into inquisitors. And there we go again. And what does he finally wind up at the top of the next bank? Just amputating this, winds up at the top of the next bank, devilish people, a good Thetan. You see how this goes? It's his effort to survive. You don't even have to mild it up to the point of saying the effort to have a game. You understand? It is, frankly, very correct that at the bottom of this bank, it is a violent effort to survive. He's finished. He's absolutely finished at this point. He's a critical thetan. He hates himself. He is faced by holy people. He can't stand that. It's an intolerable pair, so he postulates himself a brand new goal. Now, how come thetans do this? How come they do this time after time after time with such great regularity? How do they do this? Why do they always do the same thing? Well, they're faced with exactly the same problems. The problems are identical. You have the problems of this universe. You have the problems of formulation of mist and mass, matter, energy, space, and time. You have the thetan's effort to cope with this situation. You have a common denominator that he actually can't quit. You have a common denominator that he wind up not being able to trust himself. You have the common denominator that he inevitably will try to protect some of this mist, and as a result, he winds up with the identical solutions. And it actually rattles off on a whole set of axioms. These axioms are unwritten at the moment. But they're a whole set of axioms like the mist universe axioms. And they consist of, now I'm supposed to's or laws, and he actually forms his GPM by law. And that law is all agreed upon, and at any time that is this and that. Actually, they're very simple laws, and they're based on the very elements which I gave you earlier in the lecture. And that's how that GPM parades. To some degree, you see, each time he becomes holy people. To some degree, he becomes here good people. To some degree, he becomes, in each case, the opposition terminal. So when he's finally through, this mess and mass and potpourri, we have you, and actually have me. And when we start going on the back track, what do we run into? We run into the top of the bank, or we should, and we find the thetan in his most degraded form, opposing an exalted opposition terminal, and then by opposition we go on down through, and we finally come down to the bottom, and in every case you find somebody with the goal to be a devil. You find somebody with a goal to be a devil, or somebody who wanted to be a devil. You will find in every case an item down here which will be the goal to be a devil. In every case you will find right here to be a devil. That's inevitable. Over here you get variation. This is variety at the bottom of the bank. You say, well, listing these things out, if a PC knew they're there, he could simply put them on the list. Yes, PCs who know they are there put them on the list. But the trick is just this, if you're not overlisting madly. The one that belongs in the position will fire. Let us say at this position of the bank, we've got an item here, a devilish fellow. See, this is this item here. That's a devilish fellow. All right. And the PC says, well, let's get down to the bottom of this thing and get the show on the road, and let's put to be a devil on the list. See? Well, he'll also, of course, list a devilish fellow, and he'll list two or three other things, and he'll also list to be a devil. It won't fire. What'll fire on your short list is a devilish fellow. All right. Very well and good. Our next action in here, when we come down, the PC says, I know what this would be. I know what this would be. This is obviously somebody or something who wanted to be a devil. That's obviously that. So he puts that and two or three other things on the list. And if he at that same time put on the goal to be a devil and to be a devil on the same list, only the one in sequence will fire. So you're saved from this embarrassment. We don't care how well he knows the bottom of the bank. In fact, I'd prefer him to know that there are three down there at the bottom of the bank. When he puts them on the list, if he's way up here somewhere, a devilish fellow, they just don't fire. You say, well, that's the goal. Of course, that will fire. No, the goal won't fire as an RI when expressed as an RI, if it's not in proper sequence. In other words, it will come out by 3M correctly unless you're overlisting. But that's what occurs on the bottom of a bank. And there's a border between these two banks, like that. And you actually go over the border of the banks. Well, they're two different GPMs. They exist as great big black masses all in their own right, which is a compounded squeeze together of all of these items I've been talking about. In other words, one goal, one black mass. Well, what happens if you have four or five goals all jammed together? No, they still come apart, one goal, one black mass. One item, one black mass. One inside the goal, but part of the black mass. In other words, every GPM is a black mass, and the GPMs, if they're apart or separate or stuck together or anything else, constitute what looks at first glance like a mass. But as the PC begins to run them, his perception picks up, he begins to recognize one mass from another mass. Quite interesting. Well, why are they so burned down? Why are they so black? Well, it's just that he's exhausted all the energy out of them. That's all. You'll find he'll still dramatize these things. They are apparently moving on forward into present time and always under formation. He's always in some stage or another of the GPM and its formation. He's always forming the top of it, but he also very often dramatizes that which is gone yesterday. You see, he couldn't quit, so he's just as likely to use this goal of his to be holy in some given circumstance. He goes into a church, and all of a sudden he's re-stimulated. He feels kind of weird and kind of sick, but he's re-stimulated. He goes into this church, and at first he starts to church as a career. And, he gets along all right. He goes to church for a little while. He goes a lot of Sundays, a year or two, something like that. And one day he starts to feel kind of sick. He sits down in the pew, and he starts to feel kind of sick. And he looks around, and suddenly he realizes that priest is pretty critical. Pretty critical of him. Or maybe the priest did say a critical thing. He's all set, you see. And the next thing you know, why, he gets this horrible feeling that he had better do something devilish. Inexplicable. All of a sudden he does something devilish. In other words, he just picked up an old area in an old GPM. Was re-stimulated momentarily. He lived through it, did its responses, and so forth. Why? Because it's the now I'm supposed to. He's got a whole system of now I'm supposed to's. And these now I'm supposed to's routinely will give him the right answers and the right responses for any given condition, instantaneously, without further inspection on his part. He just knows what to do, man. And then he will survive. The only trouble is these things have never been very survival and formulated to match the times of Charlemagne. They don't go very well in the days of Khrushchev. They don't match anymore. I know what I'm supposed to do, a swordsman. Golly, and nobody's wielded a sword for a long time. He feels sort of out of place. He feels upset. He is faced with something, and it says to him that he must be a swordsman. But he can't make it. He goes and reads books about sword collections. It's about as close as he can come to it. The more he reads, the more he's got to read. The more he reads, the sicker he gets. But he's still got to read these books about sword collections. But he's in an interplay here of the universe around him, and these things still have survival answers. This girl is faced by a loud man, and she knows what to be. She knows what to be, a cabaret singer. And she goes ahead and tries to be a cabaret singer and fails at it most gorgeously. Whereas the girl could probably be an opera singer with no difficulty at all. The one, opera singer, that it wasn't going to be very upsetting. But a cabaret singer, Oh, that's the thing she's got to be and can't make. You find people all the time trying to do things that they can't do, whereas they can do something superior to them, superiorly, and won't do it. That's one of the puzzles of human behavior. Well, those puzzles of human behavior are contained in this. You can explain these things by engrams for the excellent reason that that which sticks and has a command value in an engram is actually one of these GPM items underneath the engram kicking in. And when you ran the engram, you actually ran it off the top of the GPM item. And it didn't trouble the PC. Or repeater technique or something like that, what as likely as not, as often as not, key the thing out and free it. This is why processes have worked where they have worked and also why they haven't worked where they haven't worked. Because these items here, the fellow has lived. He's lived those things with ferocity. Those goals haven't just been, well, I now think I will put a goal in to be a devil. Yes, I think I will postulate that. All right, to be a devil, that's postulated. God, no, man. He worked at the postulation of this goal day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out, and he just got it so it stuck. Never, never again is he going to be caught in any such situation as to be holy. Never, never. To be a devil, that's the thing to be a devil. Now, you hear me now, you hear me now. Now, listen to be a devil, and so on. In other words, he trains himself into the thing. And then, of course, he inevitably gets its enemies, and then he partakes of those enemies, and then he partakes of those, and those, and those, and finally this thing betrays him, and he can no longer have that goal or basic purpose. A thetan has a basic purpose. A thetan has a basic purpose when a thetan can no longer trust himself after trying to protect something in the physical universe. That gives him a system of goals. And out of that system of goals, you give him the piled-up system of items, which you get in a GPM. When a GPM fails to survive anymore, to serve anymore as a survival mechanism, when the GPM fails, our next immediate action after that is to create a new goal and to go the limit on it as long as it is useful. And as when that one wears out and one is no longer able to achieve anything in it but a totally degraded form, to achieve the next, to postulate the next goal, to solve the GPM that's just passed. So we just have nothing but a solution to a solution to a solution to a solution to a solution. In other words, the cures become the illness. Now we go back and look over this situation. We find out that the reason this fellow can't stand this universe, can't stand closed places, can't stand anything in a dress, can't stand this and can't stand that, and yet can't stay away from them, is because of this goal to be holy. And the reason he can't do that, of course, is because he's got a goal to be a devil. I'm sorry if anybody has these actual goals. I'm sure they will be found. I'm not using synthetic goals in this lecture. But There's the whole mechanism. There's the whole mechanism of the GPM. There's why it exists. There's how it evolves and so on. It is far simpler than you would believe. Now, when you realize, well, I said why they were black, when you realize that this item here, the goal to be a devil, may very well consist of lifetimes, each lifetime having a full array of pictures, and that has all been burned down and charred to nothing but cinder by the hammer and pound of existence, you'll see why it's a black lump, and you'll see why the GPM is a black lump. Actually, the GPM is a lump of burned up residue, but its postulates are still there, the charge is still in it, and it still separates and it still squares away. Now, as you recognize, an individual has gone through a great many very weird and terrible adventures on the course of postulating a goal and becoming the various items in the in a GPM. And you recognize also that he has been through GPM after GPM after GPM in order to get where he is today, and so on. And he's got a lot of overts, and he's got a lot of difficulties on the back track, and he's having a lot of difficulties in present time. But it is not easy. It is not easy to find the goal, to find the top item, to go back on exactly the right number of items, and to walk all the way through a GPM, to never skip, to never jump out into another GPM, to get down to the bottom of the GPM, and list it out and find your next goal and so forth. None of this could be considered to be easy. It isn't easy. But oddly enough, these GPMs are so much a carbon copy, one of the next. From PC to PC, they only vary in the significance of the goal, the significance of the items. They don't vary in the pattern of the goal. You'll find the person's goal there, and you'll find the item, the goal to be a devil, or the goal to catch catfish, or the goal to be a tiger. Somebody or something who wanted to be a tiger, you'll find that there. You'll find out up here a tigerish person or a devil or something like that. We go up the line, we get up to the top of the thing, we inevitably find in this column of terminals, we find a saint, something like that, a saintly person, something totally reversed from the situation. We find out that the similarity of items in this GPM here, well, let's say we have an item, people who care for nothing, nothings pile up more than anything else. We have people who care for nothing as an op term here, and down in the goal to be good, people who give up nothing or something. And those two items are liable to collapse one on the other. And because they're liable to collapse one another, these GPMs bang. In other words, very similar items, sometimes group. And you'll be auditing long mind in your own business, and all of a sudden the PC will go whop or whoop or and so on, and he'll felt a couple of GPMs smashed together. You'll have excited through some wrong listing or something of the sort, you'll excited a similar item in another GPM and it collapsed it on. But all of this is avoided, the randomity is avoided, by being particularly careful to get the items that belong in sequence, and that is normally done by not overlisting on an RI opposed list, and not underlisting on a source list. There's nothing much to it. You can even find on the last R, the goal as an RI oppose is a source list, and you can even find the next goal on that if that last source list from here down into this bank is completed. There's all kinds of mechanical arrangements here, and we haven't even really begun to exhaust the number of possibilities that you could do to get a GPM. It very possibly is not necessary to do a goal opposed terminal to get this top GPM up here. You just say, all right, tell me an item. Who or what would be the least likely to have the goal to be a devil? And the guy says a saintly person at RRs, and you put it in as the beginning terminal line. I mean, these things, these possibilities are great, but they are mostly assistive in recovery. If you do the goal right in the first place, you don't run into these things. And then there's the admonition that in actual fact you should make a clear before you try to make an OT. You'll find auditors will go on at a fantastic rate of speed, GPM after GPM after GPM, and they never clean up the GPM they're in. And they never look for these various items. They don't try to get the PC. They find something still ticking, so they just list it further. They don't go back and patch it up. They don't try to find any of these bypassed items. They don't try to get these bottom items in the goal line. They don't try to neat this thing up before they go along. As a result, you got three or four or five GPMs alive, and they, frankly, are maybe not as easy to patch up as it would have been if you had just patched up one and done it right in the first place. You haven't lost any time. You can patch these things up. You can take care of them. The way to take care of them best, however, is to know the anatomy of the GPM, to know what you expect to find in the PC. Not go on expecting that every PC is different, that every PC is going to have a different pattern, that all of these things are going to be so difficult, and so on. Well, I saw a GPM just today which, well, I won't try to quote the items out of it, but it's something like this. The goal to be a lady, and the first op term, a steam locomotive, and the first terminal astronomy. Well, come out of it. I mean, how does this relate? The auditor's banged off into three different GPMs. He's got a goal for something, but he hasn't got any terminals for anything. In other words, he's very dispersed on the thing. Now, if you know, you get experience as to what these are all about, and you know what the thing should look like, and you know whether you're right or not, and you know how this thing should add up, you'll all of a sudden become aware of the fact you've skipped something, both by the PC's ARC break and behavior and so forth, and because you can't go on and for other reasons, but also because you just know your stuff on the anatomy of a GPM. The easiest way to run a GPM is know what you're running. I've given you the picture of the GPM, its basis, modus operandi, and the repetitive characteristics of the GPM. If you know these things quite well, you won't have too much trouble clearing anybody. How many GPMs are there? I don't know. You sure been around long enough. I can hear you now on Marcab, on this place, and in that age, and that age. All right, so that's failed, so I can no longer be a holy person and so forth. I'm going to be a devil. Yes, to be a devil. Now listen carefully to be that. You know, you've been doing it for a long time. I don't know how many GPMs you'll cook up in somebody. I'd say the more complicated the GPM first found sounds as a goal, the more GPMs there are in the bank. I think you'll find out that's a working rule. If the first goal you find of a person is to be somebody who plays a pipe on various clouds and looks sad, I think you've got an awful lot of GPMs in the bank. There's the other factor. The first GPM you encounter is sometimes truncated there, so you just have a new Thetan he looks like. His behavior will be very brash. Next one will be truncated up here someplace. He'll be a conservative. He'll be backing up the conservative. And up here someplace, it just happens to be where you find him in that GPM. You get him up here at the top ranks of the thing, he'll inevitably be a beatnik. Funny how coincidentally we have so many people who are just winding up their banks in this present society at this particular time. But remember, we also have the new ones. So we have somebody cycling down the track. At some time, we'll have the fellow being a great success. Well, he's in this part of the bank, lower part. He'll be a rather conservative mediocre. He's in this part of the bank. And we'll have somebody very degraded. He'll be in this part of the bank. Actually, his current conduct depends to a large extent on where he sits in his first GPM. All right, well, that's all the data I had for you on the subject. I hope it'll do you a lot of good. I know it's been very difficult to dig the stuff up, get it hinged together and make sense and get processes that make it work, but we're at this point, and the information is there, and it is stable, and it's yours. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good night.